So start of the season, you're going to be looking to play both positions both ways. We've talked about a little bit more of a challenging schedule where just because you're playing both positions, it's a little different in years past where maybe it's only two quarters, maybe it's only three quarters. It's going to be a full four quarters for most of these games. Biggest challenge associated with that for you?
I'd say going 100%, you know, because you want to go 100% on defense, but you also want to go 100% on offense for your team. But sometimes you got to do a gut check, and you're going to have to do that the whole game vice just three quarters like last year, you know, so a little different.
What's the biggest challenge in that for you, you think, personally, trying to just kind of manage that intensity both ways?
I say it's just doing work, extra work, because I know what I have to do going both ways, and it's not like I can take a break, you know. So there's not much depth to offense or defense, really. So I'm just kind of going to have to do it.
Being comfortable seeing the ball both ways on offense and defense, how would you kind of evaluate each side of the ball for you guys this year?
I'd say defense is looking really solid. We got 7 returning starters from last year, so I think defense is covered on that part. But offense, I feel like we still need to work out some kinks on the line, but I feel like it'll come back strong. We got some good runners back there.
Being a little bit older and having experience on the line, what is your role in kind of molding this new unit up front on offense?
I'd say intensity, going out and just hitting somebody every play and going 100% and doing your job and worrying about just your job, because if everybody does that, then the team functions well.
Do you have a moment or maybe a game this year? Obviously, Rochester is always a big one for you guys, but especially not being in a conference, you kind of have to reevaluate the way you use your momentum throughout the year to stay motivated. Is there a couple of games, 1, 2, that you're looking forward to in particular?
I'm excited about Jimtown. I feel like when everybody's younger, it's just you would always look Jimtown. It seemed like a bigger school, and that'll be a different game. I've never played them, and I feel like that'd be an interesting game to play.
Last thing here for you, looking over the course of this season, what are going to be a couple of keys for you guys to sustain the success that you've had the last few years?
Back to everybody doing their jobs. If we go practice and we go hard all week, I feel like when it comes Friday night, I feel like we can comfortably do our jobs, and I feel like we can win some football games.